This is Wade Rathkruth, the Chief Organizer's Report on Did the Supremes Just Open Up Tactics and Speech? Here's one none of us saw coming. The Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision in Reed versus the town of Gilbert in Arizona, found that the city council had stepped over the line by barring a sign for a religious meeting because it interfered with political signs put up by candidates for local election. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion for six of the justices, and in dismissing the Gilbert ordinance, shifted the way freedom of speech is viewed from merely strict scrutiny of content, generally seen as the government's attempt to curtail speech with which it disagrees, to include topics. Or, as the New York Times reporter Adam Liptak noted, any law that singles out a topic for regulation, he said, discriminates based on content and is therefore presumptively unconstitutional. In the 2 months since the decision based on Reed, cases have been overturned involving panhandling, elections, robocalls as well. Liptak details these turnabouts well, saying, the majority opinion in Reed effectively abolishes any distinction between content regulation and subject matter regulation, Judge Esterbrook wrote. Any law distinguishing one kind of speech from another by reference to its meaning now requires a compelling justification. That same week, the Federal Appeals Court in Richmond, Virginia, agreed that Reed had revised the meaning of content neutrality. Reed has made clear, the court said, that the government's justification or purpose in enacting the law is irrelevant if it singles out topics for regulation. The court struck down a South Carolina law that barred robocalls on political and commercial topics, but not on others. Some lawyers are speculating that the Supremes knee-jerked on the stupidity of the Gilbert Council without fully thinking about the consequences of going with Thomas on his expansion of speech rights. As Liptak notes, regulations on consumer protection, financial securities, and communications are all topics and would be presumptively unconstitutional, meaning they would have to be proved otherwise. While the big whoops sort this out at 30,000 feet, organizers on the ground may have just seen the ceiling demolished for tactics that have been increasingly endangered and now should be re-examined. For example, more and more communities have tried to outlaw the classic community organizing tactic of suiting up, jumping on the school buses, and heading for the suburbs to publicly shame a campaign target to his neighbors and friends for his business practices or oppositional position. How have these ordinances and statutes handled the content and topic question? The window is now wide open, so it's worth looking. Panhandling is a litmus test, for example. Usually these begging ordinances have only prevailed when municipal jurisdictions have been able to conceal restrictions behind arguments about public safety and traffic regulations. Some of that has fallen by the wayside in recent years through other decisions. In New Orleans and numerous other cities where courts had broken bad on tagging, which is solicitation for donations at traffic lights, it is now legal again, and the restrictions against it are unenforceable. Street solicitation that attempts to be regulated through costly registration and location restrictions to stop not only panhandlers, but also chuggers, as they're fondly called in England, short for charity muggers, and those seeking support for campaigns, organizations, and other issues, would all seem to be unconstitutional under the Reed decision. And how about the extensive regulations of signs and speech for workers in their unions around boycotts, strikes, healthcare facilities, and the like? Are these not topics and therefore subject to strict scrutiny and presumed to be unconstitutional? I'm no lawyer, but it would seem to this organizer that the sky just opened again for a wider expression of organizational speech and tactics. Until this sorts out, keep in mind the brilliant explanation and amazing metaphor offered by the Times Liptak. Strict scrutiny requires the government to prove that the challenge law is narrowly tailored to serve compelling state interest. You can stare at those words as long as you like, but here's what you need to know. Strict scrutiny, like a Civil War stomach wound, is generally fatal. If we still have the troops in the field and the boots on the ground for effective protest, it's time to get stepping and let our voices roar. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.